I greet you in Jesus' precious name. It is Saturday morning, the 16th of March, the year 2024. And this is your friend, Angus Buchan, with a thought for the day. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 19. Do not quench the Spirit. In other words, do not put the fire out. We are talking this morning about the Holy Spirit. He is a gentleman. He does not force himself upon us. He waits for us. It is like starting a campfire on a cold, wet night when you're in the bush alone. When you strike that match, you've got to be very gentle with that kindling to get it to ignite. You've got to be patient with it. You've got to coax it. You've got to blow very softly on it. You have to protect it. You have to fan it, encourage it. Don't rush it. What happens? It'll go out. Don't put too much wood on the fire before it gets started. Otherwise, you will starve it. Give it time to ignite. You know, in Central Africa, where I grew up, I used to be fascinated by the rural people, the way they could start a fire in no time at all, even though the wood was wet. They would carry a few glowing embers wrapped up in a piece of bark from one campsite to another with no matches or any lighter or any fire lighters. They'd put those embers down and put some grass around it and slowly start to blow it. And then all of a sudden, it would ignite. They were masters at making fire. So it is with our beloved Holy Spirit. We need to spend time with him. We need to be quiet. We need to listen to his still small voice speaking to us in our heart. We mustn't speak too much. And then all of a sudden, he will start to warm our souls. I want to really encourage you today, my dear friend, take time out to hear the voice of God speaking to you, to your soul, through his Holy Spirit, that fire that will warm you, encourage you, and ignite you. Jesus bless you, and have a lovely, warm day. Goodbye.